There are many opportunities for people who want to share their talent and time with others in our listening area, and one of the most appreciated is at the Springs Nursing Home and Rehabilitation Center in Hot Springs. I spoke to someone who knows.
My name is Sally Maloney, and I'm the Director of Community Life. Well, we're always looking for volunteers. Some of our volunteers who come in just come in to reminisce with residents. We have some that come in and do bingo, call bingo, hand out bingo cards, and sit with residents who might need help playing games. We have people who come in and help hand out library books and things like that.
Is there anyone who likes to be read aloud to?
Definitely. We do have a wonderful program here at the Springs for our residents, and that is books on tape. And the residents can sit and listen to books on tape, but they still need assistance with it. Or the volunteer can just sit and read to them, bring a story in, one of their favorite stories in that they'd like to read.
Or even the local newspaper or something like that?
Sure. And we're always looking for newspapers. Even if they're a day or two old, we like to have people donate newspapers to us. Our reading materials can't be any more than 2 months old for magazines and newspapers.
Sally continued with some more ways that volunteers are already helping and mentioned there is always room for more.
Well, we have one-to-one visitations. We take residents for walks around the facility. We have a lot of people who come in and play music for us. We'd love to have that every day if we could. They help with games, reading group. They assist with parties, serving at parties or helping decorate for parties. They assist with getting residents to and from the events. We have a few people who come in and do gardening with the residents. We have a few people who are pen pal people who help them write pen pal letters. We do also have 9 churches in the area whose pastors come in and do services for us on Sundays. But we're still looking for a pastor who will do a fifth Sunday. On the months that we have a fifth Sunday, we don't have a pastor for that.
Listeners may hear from the Springs again closer to Christmas when a whole team of elves is needed to be part of the celebration.
What does it actually take to get signed up?
To get signed up to be a volunteer, we have 2 different types of volunteers. Our junior volunteers are 14 through 17, and they need permission from their parents, and there's some forms they need to fill out. Some high schools recommend that children volunteer for so many hours a year. Well, they can use these volunteer hours towards their goals for that. And we also have adult volunteer applications. They're a little bit more involved. We do background checks with these applications, and there's some forms they'll need to fill out for that. But for our junior volunteers, I think it's really good for them because those forms actually show this is what they did. This is what they learned. This is how many hours they put into it. And it looks good on their first application or resume.
I asked Sally for her direct line for anyone wanting to learn more about being a volunteer.
It's 540-685-0494.
And before we signed off, Sally reminded me of another important opportunity coming up quickly at the Springs.
We are currently accepting applications for the upcoming CNA classes. Classes start Monday, August 6, 2018. 2 weeks of classroom, 2 weeks of clinical. Students will be paid an hourly rate while attending the class. Guaranteed employment upon licensure. For more information, call 839-2299. And they can call the 839-2299 and talk to anybody and we'll be able to get them into class.
For Allegheny Mountain Radio, I'm Amanda McGuire.